Module 8. Around Town. On Table Mountain. We were all so excited to be in Cape Town in South Africa. A group of us had come with our favorite teacher, Mrs. White, on a special trip from the UK. Cape Town is called the Mother City of Africa. It is in the Western Cape, which is known as one of the most beautiful areas in the world. There are many different styles of building. Many different people have settled in Cape Town over the centuries. Some of the people who have settled there include the Indonesian, French, Dutch, British, and Germans. There are also the local Bushmen and Hottentot tribes, and the African people from further north. Many Chinese have also made Cape Town their home. Table Mountain is a beautiful big mountain right in the middle of the city. It is flat at the top. It looks like a table. Our plan was to hike up the mountain that day. It is a long walk, and Mrs. White wanted to stop often. She was obviously very unfit. Every time we stopped, we sat down and saw the beautiful white sandy beaches, Robben Island, the glittering blue sea, the green hills, and the beautiful city below. Every time we wanted to move on, Mrs. White would ask us to wait a little longer. Obviously, we stopped too often because we suddenly realized it was getting late. The sun was starting to go down. Lights were coming on in the city. We had taken far too long, and now we would not make it to the top before dark. We would not get to see the view on the other side. Mrs. White looked really embarrassed. "I think we have to turn around and go down again," she said.
Lost in Oxford. Alex and his parents were travelling from the north of England to Oxford. Alex was really excited and happy because he had an interview at Oxford University. His parents were taking him for his interview. His father was really happy because he had just spent a lot of money on a satellite navigation system. The man in the shop told him, "You'll never be lost again. It knows exactly where you are and where you are going." He believed the man in the shop and he wanted to try it out. "I'm so glad I bought this satellite navigation system," said Alex's dad. "It's a waste of money," his mum said. "A good map is much cheaper."
"Yes, but you've never been good at map reading," said his dad to his mum.
The satellite navigation system kept speaking to them as they drove along. "Turn right at the next junction. Then take the second turning on your right." The voice was an American woman. Alex's dad listened carefully and did what the voice said. "Go across the bridge and down the hill," said the American voice.
"Bridge? I can't see any bridge," said his dad.
"You know best," said his mum. She was really thinking she was right. "At the roundabout, take the second turning on your left," the voice said.
"What roundabout?" said his dad.
"Darling, I think we're lost." Alex's mum turned round to her husband. "Then turn that stupid thing off and let's look at the map. Didn't you know there's a place called Oxford in America? It's probably trying to take us there." They stopped the car and looked at the map.
they were nowhere near Oxford. Luckily, Alex's mum was a good map reader, and they arrived in time for his interview. Alex got his place in Oxford.
Bus tour of London. Hi, I'm Peter Smith. I'm your tour guide today. Welcome on board the London Sightseeing Bus. You can hop on and off as often as you like. Please make sure you're comfortable. Relax as we drive you round some of London's most famous places. We're departing from Westminster Underground Station. On your left, you'll see the Houses of Parliament. Did you know there are 1,000 rooms, 100 staircases, and 6 restaurants in there? Ever want to be a politician? Well, that's where they all work. Look up and you'll see the big clock. It is called Big Ben. If you're lucky, you'll hear it chime. The bus is moving on now. On your left, on the corner, you will see Downing Street. You might see the Prime Minister if you're lucky. You might have heard of 10 Downing Street on television. That's where our Prime Minister lives. Now we'll travel back to Westminster Bridge and go across the bridge over the River Thames. You can't miss the London Eye on your left. It's a very large wheel that you can go around in to get a fantastic view of London. That is, if the weather is clear. Traveling further along the river, on your right, you'll see the Tate Modern Art Gallery. You should visit the gallery if you enjoy modern art. Walk through the building and enjoy the thousands of famous paintings. Now we're crossing Tower Bridge. This bridge is able to open to allow large ships to pass through. On your left, you'll see the Tower of London. It is the original castle of London. It is a very interesting place to visit. That is where 2 of Henry VIII's wives had their heads chopped off. You are welcome to hop off the bus here and get back on later.